I don't know. You look like a science project of some sort.
I'm starting to feel like
You look like Igor.
a jaded old comic.
Yeah, that's who you look like. You look like Richard Lewis.
It's not good.
Totally. That's what he looks like. He's got those big eye bags.
That is so not good.
Yeah.
Richard Lewis is probably the most depressed comedian out there.
Right. That's what you look like.
He literally talks about how the world is the worst, living is the worst.
Yeah.
Which is not how I usually am. I'm usually very positive, happy go. Do you think I'm usually positive?
Yeah.
What the fuck was that hesitation?
Well, I was thinking about one of our listeners said, "Oh, you're very negative,"
Someone
because
told me I was negative?
yes, they said you're very negative about the having sex and smoking pot thing.
Who the fuck said that?
I don't know, some listener.
What do you mean some listener said that? Someone listener said I'm very negative?
Yes.
Fuck him.
Well, I didn't pay attention to it. I just thought I'd mention it now that
Where did he
it's.
post that? Where the fuck did he post that shit?
I think it was on my YouTube channel in the
Fuck.
comments.
Fuck that guy. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Potter.
I'm Karen Lee Potter.
And this is the ultimate podcast about the birds and the bees with a sex expert cougar mother and her stand-up comic son.
That would be you.
And that cougar mother would be you.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get a move on here. We had a really fun filled episode.
This is a roller coaster of an episode, people.
It is.
I
You
mean,
go up, you go down.
yeah, really, the trajectory, if you find yourself getting depressed or bored during the episode,
Don't
just
worry.
don't worry. It's going to ramp right up.
It's going to go right up there.
It goes up, down, up. So just stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned.
We
There is a
really.
three-parter here.
So it's a three-parter. So basically, there's three segments that you're going to hear, divided by little musical interstitials. And we get
You know
into
what?
little interstitials.
Never heard of interstitial. You made that word up?
No, I didn't make that word up.
What
That's
does
like
that
a
mean?
that means there's a little interlude. There's a little musical,
Oh, I like that. Interstitials?
We get into, this time we don't talk as much about different sex tips or anything like that. It's more
No,
about
no sex talks.
no, it's about a lack of sex drive, actually.
On your part.
Yeah, of course, my part.
Why,
Obviously,
of
it's gonna
course.
No, come on.
I mean, literally, I mean, we haven't really talked about my sex drive at all, but it was your part that we were discussing this particular time.
Do you have anything to share about your sex drive?
No, not right now.
Okay, so I'm going to assume it's very healthy, unless otherwise spoken about.
Okay.
Is that an accurate assumption?
Yeah, that's an accurate assumption.
Okay, moving on. Okay, thank God. Okay, the first segment is going to be about a little. So I've kind of entered a little bit of a depression. Okay, don't worry, I'm fine. But sometimes I experience depression. I think
And
this is.
that's normal. Everybody experiences depression at some point.
Okay, well, this is what we talk about. So the first segment is about my experience seeing my ex-girlfriend again. The second segment is about a reflection on a therapy session that I had. And then the third segment,
We
my.
remedied the situation. We remedied the depression by my suggestion, like every mother suggests to their child, is to get high. And we do.
So
We really do.
we get high together over
We get
Skype.
high on the Skype. I mean, really. Of course, it's not legal in Illinois, so don't. I hope I don't have a federal
Well,
marshal at the door the next
no,
day.
you were in Colorado for this episode.
Oh, right. When I was in Colorado, we decided to film this.
Right. So, yeah, stay tuned. This is hopefully an episode that you can identify with if you're experiencing any doubts about yourself or depression yourself.
And if you're experiencing any questions about whether or not you should get high with your kid.
And also, I think this is beneficial to everyone in general. Just, this is something that,
Yeah,
people
sometimes you
probably
gotta
deal with.
YOLO.
You got a YOLO. It's a little bit inspirational.
It's a little bit fun.
It's a little
A
fun
little
filled.
whimsical.
I would say it is whimsical. It's all
It's
over the
whimsical.
place.
Yeah. But anyway, you definitely need to stay tuned for the end because that's when we decided to partake in the wacky weed. And it gets really, really funny. And I shouldn't say it gets really, really funny.
You're building expectation. And I don't know if they're, since they're not high when they're listening, maybe some of our listeners are high. I don't know.
I'm guaranteeing that some of our listeners are definitely getting high. There's no question.
Well,
and
hopefully it's extra fun.
Other illicit activities.
What are they possibly partaking in? And listening to our...
Hartley one. It might be some men that were listening and doing, you know, a little more whacking stuff.
You think men are whacking off to me, my neuroses spewing onto Nina Hartley?
It's definitely that possibility. I would not put it past some of my listeners. No, definitely.
Yeah.
The last comments I just got. Oh my God.
Okay. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. We'd love to hear your thoughts. As always, our voicemail is 323-472-4237.
And download the damn episodes, would you please?
Mom, they don't need to download it. They need to subscribe.
All right, you subscribe. You press this little button that says subscribe. It's not that difficult for you. Had a hard time doing it.
And if you could leave a review, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, leave a review, because then we'll go up in the rankings and then you'll see us much easier. Or hear us, I should say. We actually were up in the rankings. What were we the other day? We were newest or something.
We were on What's Hot in iTunes. Yeah.
How cool is that? We were on What's Hot in iTunes. We've been out 4 months and we've been up. We're already making it into the top there.
It's actually 5 months.
5 months?
Yeah.
Okay, but still, we're in What's Hot.
Yep.
We're hot. We're hot to try.
We're hot.
Okay. All right. If you guys want to keep listening to the hot stuff, you got to write a review and subscribe.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate your support.
Yes, we do. We do. We really do.
All right. Stay tuned for your scheduled entertainment.
Love you.
All right. Check in. I am in a depressive funk.
Okay, what happened? What's the matter?
No, I think I'm just, I think I don't have, I'm very isolated during the day. I'm not satisfied with my career. And as a result, I feel agitated, depressed, and irritable.
On a lighter note, it looks like you're developing facial hair.
Thank you. That is the response I was looking for to that series of complaints. Also, because of this depression, I have no desire to be in a relationship. And so I went on a date with Nicoletta. It went well. But I don't think I'm in the place where I want to spend any time. I feel a little narcissistic in this way. That I'm in my head so fucking much, I have no desire to see anyone else or be committed to anyone else or sacrifice myself for someone else at this point.
Okay. So that's okay. Why do you feel like you need to be in a relationship right this minute?
Well, she's a very cool girl. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So someone specifically that you...
Yeah, this opportunity is present. She's clearly interested in me.
Okay. Well, timing is everything. So if you explain it to her that right now you're just going to be friends, you're just going to hang out and stuff like that, and, you know, let's not go any further, sexually maybe, and she'll wait. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Yeah. I think I'm also in a funk right now because I just came back from a yoga class, and it was the first time I'd seen the ex girlfriend, or whatever you call her. This is the first time in months I saw her. She's in that yoga class.
This first time you've seen her.
Stop. What?
This is the first time you've seen her since you guys broke up?
Yes.
Oh.
Months. Okay. It's been months. And, you know, we exchanged a few texts, friendly texts, but that was about it. I literally was leaving the house today thinking, oh, you know, I haven't seen her in a while. Maybe she left the yoga studio. That would have been very, I don't know if it's generous or what that is, but then it shows, you know, she's trying to create a little space and that, you know, make it less awkward for both of us. But no, I show up today and she's sitting there on the mat. She goes, Cam, I'm so flabbergasted that I put my mat down right next to her like a fucking idiot. And then I make like an awkward comment like, oh, you know, I'll give us some more space. And I move it over like 6 inches. And then for the next hour and a half. I'm thinking of her the whole fucking time because she's in my eyesight, trying to be relaxed in yoga class. I'm not relaxed. I need a fucking yoga class to de-stress from that yoga class, but I'm concerned she's going to be in that yoga class. She doesn't say goodbye to me. It was not good. Not good. The whole time I'm wondering, do I tell her I want to hang out with her? Do I tell her that I still care about her? No, I do care about her. Do I want to hang out with her? What is wrong with me? Why is she still occupying my mental space? Why? It's very irritating.
Wow. Wait. Why did you sit next to her?
Mom, I don't know. I got flabbergasted and I just put the mat down. I could have said, and it was right at the beginning, so I could have been anywhere. I was hoping that someone would come between us. No one did.
Of course.
And of course, my fucking arms were looking like, I don't know what's wrong with my elbows, but for some reason, they're always inching outward. And so the teacher the whole fucking time is commenting on it. I don't need that in front of B.
You were embarrassed?
Yeah, I was embarrassed for my elbows.
You're being called out. I know that elbow issue. I think I have the same issue.
Really?
When you're doing planks?
When I'm in downward dog, my elbows bow out. I think it's from my gymnastics.
Oh, when I was a kid. Of course, that's my fault too.
Definitely your fault.
Because I encourage gymnastics. Okay, I just want to ask you something. How did you feel when you were doing a downward dog and next to you was B doing a downward dog?
Is this supposed to be helpful?
I just can't imagine what the thought processes that were going through your head during this.
How many times? I got flabbergasted.
No, I'm not about you sitting there. I just want to visualize you doing your different warrior poses and all these other things and looking at her through the corner of your eye.
That's exactly what was happening the whole time. And then at some point I started sweating so much I had to take my shirt off.
No way. You were there. Oh, God.
So I'm shirtless next to her.
Could you see if she was looking over at you at all?
I don't know. I was not trying to make eye contact. It was just not.
Was that the longest yoga class you ever went through?
Yes. I felt every minute. Why do you find this funny? This is not funny. This was a painful experience. I was very emotional. And then the teacher, I don't know why she decided to start playing the most depressing songs in the world, all about relationships. Literally, she started playing that fucking... Da, na, na, na. I heard it was a secret. Na, 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 na. Yep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm like I'm tearing up in a fucking pigeon pose.
Oh. Well, you are a sad pigeon.
I was a sad pigeon. She's literally playing Hallelujah. That is the most depressing song she could have possibly played.
First of all, that's not even like new age cool yoga like music. Why is she playing that?
It was sad, depressing post breakup music that didn't need to be played as I sat next to my ex girlfriend in yoga class.
How did she look, by the way?
Mom, can we not do this?
Just curious.
The same.
Okay. Well,
she's wearing the
wearing the shorts that you bought or what?
No, she's got a nice pair of shorts I like. They're very flattering shorts. Of course she's wearing them.
Okay. This, I'm sure that this stirred up a lot of different emotions in you.
And yeah, not positive ones.
Well, the good thing is you made it through your first encounter with her.
And I'm wondering why I don't have a desire to see Nicoletta tonight. Because I have no desire to be in a relationship ever again after this experience. This is heart-wrenching bullshit.
Yeah, you know what? You have post-traumatic stress syndrome.
First of all, it's always post-traumatic stress disorder. PTSD. Always.
I don't know. If there's a way for me to get one word wrong, I will.
And okay, so I don't have PTSD.
You have it.
Okay, so you have it.
I think you just need to realize that you have it and you're working through it. And, you know, the other person that you're planning on getting involved with just broke up with someone too. So it's not really good to rebound back into another relationship regardless. And that can be discussed. How's that?
Okay.
Isn't that a good idea?
I don't want to, you know, all right.
By the way, your hair is looking wonderful.
Thank you. All right, can I shower? Can you leave me alone?
Okay.
All right, I love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
What's up, Moot?
D's nuts.
What is that?
You know the whole D's nuts thing.
What do you mean I know the whole D's nuts thing?
You don't know the whole D's nuts thing? The D's nuts is like, you say, you know, what's up? And you're like, I don't know what. And you're like, D's nuts. It's an old, I guess, I don't know. I heard about it from D's. So what's up?
I just came from a therapy session.
Oh, okay.
So I got a lot of feelings flowing.
Let's hear it.
Well, for one, I realize one thing that came up in therapy is the fact that I have no desire to date anyone right now.
Okay.
Zero.
Is that sexually or just emotionally?
I think I would enjoy the act of sex, and then I would want nothing else to do with the person.
So you need basically someone who's on the same page sexually as you, like a fuck buddy.
I don't even think that would work because I think a fuck buddy would just, it still would require me to spend time with someone who I likely wouldn't want to be spending time with.
I have a really good idea for you.
Okay.
Why don't you just become an expert masturbator?
Why are you always
pushing? For so many reasons I'm suggesting this.
You're always pushing me to masturbate more.
I know. Okay. Because here, you're taking a break from having sex with women and... So why not become like really knowledgeable about your own body and how it works? And
I know how it works. I rub my penis. I ejaculate. That's it.
Ah, it's more to it than that.
That's all. So this is
timing. You can work on a lot of issues.
So this is actually something that I talked about with my therapist. Not the masturbation aspect, but the feel. Okay, so here. Okay, so this kind of relates to my desire to be a comedian. Okay.
Okay.
So currently, for our listeners, I'm unemployed, living on unemployment. I'm spending most of my days preparing, editing, recording this podcast, releasing the podcast, writing a pilot based on the podcast called Sex Talk with My Mom, How It Came to Be, and doing stand-up at night. And... while that seems like, for me, it seems like I'm doing it. Oh, and I'm taking, you know, I'm doing a lot of clowning stuff. Not like Bozo the Clown, but like a specific type of comedy called clowning. Okay?
Okay.
For me, it's because I don't have a source of income, because I'm not getting paid for my work, I feel like I can't stop working until that occurs. I haven't merited a time to relax.
A break.
I have not earned a break. And as a result, when I meet a girl that could potentially be a love interest or whatever, I feel like I don't have anything to offer her. Like I don't even have anything to offer myself at this point. Like I don't even take a moment to watch TV or masturbate, right? Because I don't feel like I have earned it. So how do I have that surplus to not only feed myself, but also to feed someone else? I don't. So this is why I don't have space right now for sex or relationship in my life.
It's very, very interesting. Yeah. You know what? You can't wait to enjoy your life because you can work your ass off for next 5 years and nothing may materialize, in which case you'll have lost 5 years of your life without having any enjoyment other than what you get from your work and your...
I know that.
So why is it that you can't build in, like compartmentalize a few hours a day for you?
That would be the goal. But when I'm doing that, it's been very challenging. I don't know when those hours would come in.
Why?
At night, I'm doing stand-up or going to a comedy show. During the day, I'm working on this shit. I go to a yoga class every other day, but I don't...
Well,
that still feels like work.
It is work. It's a pain in the ass. So
and it's very confusing. It's very confusing.
I don't think you need to. I don't think you need to be this strict with yourself. Why can't you build in at least 1 hour every day to do nothing? If it's watch TV, read a book, masturbate, talk on the phone, whatever it is, just build that into every single day. I think you deserve it, and no one's telling you that you have to work your ass off 24/7.
I know. I think you're totally right.
So do it.
I'll try to do that.
Okay.
I really think I'm a workaholic. I think that's what it comes down to.
No, it's not. It's this drive. It's a drive that it's not really about, because if you were working at a 9-to-5 type office job, you wouldn't feel this way. You'd be able to enjoy your off hours.
Yeah. And so that was another thing we talked about. I came in there, I came into my therapy session wondering why. So I go, 2 out of the 7 days a week, I experience depression.
Okay, I don't know why I laugh, but that's
and
not.
He goes, 2 out of 7. That's a good number. That's a good ratio. I started laughing hysterically. Like, what the fuck? 2 out of 7 is a good ratio?
Can you imagine his clients are probably 7 out of 7?
And then he started explaining. He goes, yeah, life is not, you're not going to be happy all the fucking time. And I'm like, but there's no reason for me not to be happy right now. I don't have a boss. I'm doing every decision I make completely of my own, you know, by my own choice. I'm not forced to do anything. And I'm doing exactly what I want to be doing. I'm pursuing comedy and shit like that. But at the same time, you know, when I do feel depression, I'm like, fuck, why is that happening? And that sends me down spiraling. Well, I shouldn't be experiencing depression if I'm doing exactly what I want to be doing.
Well, he told you that you're totally normal, so now you feel better, right?
Well, it just led to an interesting discussion about, you know, people experience depression. It's a fucking up and down thing.
Right.
I still don't know how much it's supposed to... He was under the impression that life is inherently hard, so there's going to be ups and downs. And while part of me thinks that, there's another part of me that's hopeful and perhaps delusional that hopes that, yeah, there's going to be a point where I'm just completely content.
No, it's impossible. You're a Buddhist. You know about these things.
I don't see you experiencing
ups and downs.
Ups and downs.
I just work my ass off night and day. But I do build in time for myself to watch TV, to hang out with these, to you know, talk to you guys. So I think it's really important to build that in, I mean, but like right now I was contemplating breaking a lunch date just so I can keep working. So I've got that little, you know, type A personality thing going too. Mm-hmm. And I think it has to do when you work out of your house. When you work out of your house, there is no like opening bell and closing bell. It's just like always on. So that's the problem with working out of your house.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the other thing that's very challenging is being isolated. I'm spending night day alone. Even when I'm in a comedy club or like in an open mic, even though there are people around, I'm not fucking communicating with those people. I'm lonely as fuck over there. So that feeling is not really, truly the feelings. The times that I am happiest are when I'm with friends.
Yeah.
Not focusing on comedy. Or when I'm with friends, like in a class, working together with them to create comedy.
Right. So I think it's just basically on set. When you build in this hour or two or whatever you want to give yourself per day, not per week, but per day of entertainment or whatever, have it be with other people if that makes you joyful.
Yeah.
Masturbating with other people, whatever.
What the fuck?
Circle jerking. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just build it in so that you spend some time every day with a friend just doing nothing, not working, not talking about what you should be doing in life, the meaning of life, or all those deep topics you always talk about with your friends. Just go to a movie.
Yeah.
Do something mindless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smoke more pot.
I was thinking about smoking more pot, but then I start thinking, yeah, but if I smoke pot, then it's going to affect me the next day, and I got to set the next day.
I'm not talking to smoking a huge amount. I'm talking one hit. It really changes my life, honestly. I tend to get all in this mode of like exactly what you're talking about, this work, 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 and never just stopping and relaxing. And then if I see D's stopping and relaxing, which he has no problem doing whatsoever at all times, then I go ballistic. Like, well, why are you doing nothing? You know, just why are you just like not doing something? And it drives me crazy because I'm like, I mean, maybe it is inherent in our personalities to be just constantly doing something. And if we're not doing something, we feel like we were missing out on something. But when I smoke a little weed, and I'm talking one half a baby hit, that's all it takes for me. I'm relaxed. I can laugh at the TV. You know, I can watch TV and just like get into mindless. Well, I shouldn't even say mindless. Great stuff, like because I only watch really good stuff on TV. But I feel like that's very enriching in my life. When I can lay back, sit back, smoke a little just to relax myself, and then just watch some TV and laugh with my boyfriend and cuddle and do nothing. That is an important part of life.
Yeah, and I recognize that. Couple thoughts. One is that I don't want to become dependent and think that I don't want to start thinking that the only time that I can relax is when I'm smoking weed.
Wait, what is this black and white? Where do you get that you the only time you're gonna be? I'm not saying that. And you're really good at relaxing also. When you're out, like when I've been out there with you and we are out to eat or something, you're relaxing.
Yeah.
You can enjoy a meal with your family and not think about work, although we do tend to go down.
Yeah, we're always thinking. Are you kidding? Even when we were sitting out by the beach, by the pool, we were
working our ass doing all that. Yeah. I think we're a bad influence on each other.
So here's the deal. I think it's related. I know it's related to the fact that if I work nonstop, I don't have a reason later on to believe that I didn't give 100% my effort. And if I fail, I don't need to take the blame. Right, so it's really out of fear. It's really out of fear
Right. Okay. Do you really think that if you took an hour out of your day, that 5 years down the road, just worst case scenario, you just realize you're not making it as all these different goals that you have. Do you think at that point you can blame it on the fact that you took 1 hour a day off?
No, but I'm not looking at when I choose my actions day to day. I'm not thinking. I mean, I'm not thinking. You know, it never crosses my mind that's like, okay, this is going to be the hour that I need to relax.
Well, we're going to build it in.
I'm building it in. I think that this is the answer is to find time to just enjoy life.
You have to.
Because even when I had a job, here's the difference. When I had a job and I experienced feelings of like, when I had a job, I would say to myself, okay, I'm the day that I don't fucking have this job, I'm going to start traveling. I've been wanting to travel and see other cultures. Immediately when I quit this job, I'm going to do that because I haven't done that for the past 3.5 years since I've had this job. Now, I'm unemployed, and I think I'm even less likely to take that trip to Japan or whatever.
Because you don't want to pay for it.
I don't want to pay for it, and I don't think that I have the time to dedicate to it because I'm working on all of these other things. I'm not successful right now, as it is. How can I pull myself away from my work and say it's okay to vacation when I'm not experiencing the success I want right now?
You will, though.
And here's the bonkers thing. I think even when I start experiencing little success, it'll never be enough, and I'll never fucking feel like I'm ready to take that trip to Japan.
I think this is common, especially in the entertainment industry, because you'll never feel like you're a success. Like, I remember we went on the set of Friends, and your sister was, like, 10 years old, and she walked up to, like, Jennifer Aniston, Lisa Kudrow, and Courtney Cox, and she said to them, like, you know, are you so happy and whatever? Well, and then they said basically, well, you know, we're still auditioning. And this is when Friends was at its height, its peak. And they said they're still auditioning for things. And she's like, isn't this enough? And they looked at each other and said, wow, out of the mouths of babes, isn't this enough? It was pretty it was pretty profound. But basically they're saying like, they're never happy because they're still always looking for the next gig.
Yeah.
And so you might be in that situation, even if our podcast becomes the number one podcast or if you become the number one stand-up, you may still never be happy.
Yeah.
And I bet you that's very common with anyone in in an entertainment field.
Yeah, it's fucking bonkers. I left therapy today thinking, fuck, I wish I didn't want to become a comedian. I wish there were anything else that I wanted to do instead of this, because then I would have at least a little more structure and ability to enjoy life. All right, well, I think that's a long enough check-in. My window's open for
ventilation purposes.
Yeah, ventilation purposes. So what's going on, ma'am? What are we doing here today?
Well, I felt the other day it seemed very depressing that you didn't have any time to just relax. And I had suggested during the last discussion we had that maybe you want to try smoking a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of marijuana, medicinal marijuana, to make you relax and just lighten the load.
Right. And I said, I don't want to do that alone.
Right. And I said, you don't have to do it alone because I could bring some bomb-ass, dank-ass marijuana to the table and we could try it. All right. Well, you know what? I'm not in Chicago. I'm in Colorado.
For this episode, Mom flew out to Colorado
just to get some bomb-ass, dank-ass, grown with love, East Coast alien.
Okay, and I will be smoking the Blue Dream.
You could use some of that with your neurotic state that you've been in lately. I think this is medicinal. This is just what the doctor ordered.
My heart rate is actually increasing right now. This is remarkable. Hold on. I don't even know if I remembered. Oh, I remember to press record.
You're already high and you haven't smoked pot.
No, I'm just very nervous. I don't usually smoke. I'm concerned how it's going to affect my memory.
Okay. Go again with the memory. I don't remember asking you to take some freaking multiple choice tests.
Okay. First of all, you are wasted clearly. We haven't even started smoking and you can't even say it. Okay.
That's because I had a glass of wine earlier tonight.
Oh my God, you're going to mix? You're going to be cross-faded?
I had wine literally 4 hours ago. One half a glass. I doubt it's going to affect me at this point.
All right. This is the amount that I'm going to use. Is this too much or too little?
It's a huge amount.
What do you mean it's a huge amount?
Like five people.
That's enough for five people?
It's like a humongous bud.
Well, how am I supposed to smoke it without... Look at this apparatus that I'm using. It's got a big-ass hole in there.
Okay. All right.
What do I do about
just
that?
Just take a tiny little piece. Look at what I'm doing. I'm putting this in a tiny little...
Oh, fuck.
Excuse me. No swearing.
What do you mean, no swearing? We swear all the goddamn time on this. I just dropped all of the weed.
You dropped that huge bud on the floor?
Oh, God. Hold on.
You're like the worst weed smoker around.
This is enough, right?
It's plenty. I mean, you just—if you take like an eighth of that, you'll be stoned.
What the hell, Mom? You're gonna get me neurotic before I even start.
I'm not gonna get you neurotic. It just seems like that's a lot.
Okay, what about this?
Perfect.
Okay. Oh, fuck.
Nice one. You just dropped it again.
Oh. It's all over my desk.
How can you be such a...
Wait, I don't understand how is it supposed to stay in here? It's all dropping through the whole fucking thing. All right, here we go. Ready? Hold on.
All right, light them up, baby.
And then I have to run to the window because my roommate... Okay, you're doing it already. Okay.
Oh, that's tasty.
Oh, no. I ate it. It all went in my mouth. I told you, something's wrong with this. Something is wrong with this apparatus.
Something's wrong with the apparatus. Why is everything so technical? You just swallowed all that stuff?
How long is it supposed to take for this to set in?
It could be creeper pot.
It could be creeper pot?
Yeah, creeper pot.
What the fuck is creeper pot?
It just doesn't take effect right away. It creeps up on you.
Okay, so I think the creeper weed is taking effect.
Oh, are you feeling high?
You know what I feel? I feel,
Orc?
Nope. I feel, like I have ADD. ADHD. I'm all over the place.
Oh, I love that feeling.
I don't. feel like this part of my pectorals, the outside of my pectorals.
Yes.
Feel a little lighter.
Wait, the outside of your pectoral muscles feel lighter?
Yes.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. See, this is why I don't smoke marijuana. Can I tell you something? I wanted to play a song for this experience. There was a song I had in mind.
What song is that?
You know, I'm going to close the window. See, look, I'm like ADD over here. I got all these things I want to change. I'm not calm. I'm not experiencing a sense of calmness.
But you're experiencing creativity.
Okay, this is the song I wanted to play. You know what?
What was the song?
Well, I can't remember exactly which one it was. Okay, but I think this is it. Hold on.
Worry you had about memory loss.
Yeah, it's accurate. That's exactly what I know. I'm experiencing memory loss right now. Rapid memory loss.
Very rapid. You literally like spaced off. You still have no idea what you were looking at.
No.
You didn't know what you were looking at.
Yes. It was a song. I know it was a song.
But you can't recall what that song was.
You're projecting your lack of memory.
I'm not projecting shit. You just said before I can't remember what song it was.
Okay, hold on. I think this is a song.
Still don't know. Don't say
first. Not the song. Not the song.
Oh,
okay. Oh,
and I suggest you don't become a DJ when you're high.
Oh, wait, there were two songs.
I really, really, really like that song, by the way.
What is it?
South Carolina by Black. Well, I'm not exactly sure. It says South Carolina Black Girls Hell Dragon.
What in the world?
I'm not sure what the name of the song is, what the group is, and what the album is. It's either South Carolina is the group name or the album. Black Girls is the group name or album. And Hell Dragon is the group name or album. Not sure which is which. Are you understanding?
Yeah, I understand that you're fucking confused as fuck.
Okay. I guess I got it.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes? What is it you'd like to say?
Okay. So, for our listeners, I did an open mic today.
Oh my God. I have to take a picture of you. This is the funniest face I've ever seen in my fucking life. Okay. Would you like to see what your face looks like? Look. Look. Can you see yourself?
I look like I'm balding.
It's not balding, although it is shiny. It's just that you look very stoned.
Your
eyes are like a slit.
You look stoned. Here, let me take a picture of you. You want to see stoned? I'll show you stoned. Here's a fucking stoned mom right here. Oh, shit. I just took a picture of myself. Hold on.
Who's stoned?
Yeah, you. Look at this.
What?
Your eyes are so small.
My eyes. They look like little. I look like a zombie or something in that picture.
My eyes are starting to get very itchy. Okay. Can I say something?
I got dry eye.
I got the dry eye. Okay. Can I say something?
Please.
Today, I did an open mic. Then it was an unusual thing. And the person in charge of it periscopes everyone in. And it's very professionally done. I told my mom about this prior to the open mic starting. And so I do my set and I come off stage and the guy announces to everyone that my mother, Karen Lee Potter, has periscoped in was advertising our podcast throughout my whole set. And I started reading into the next guy's set. You were talking about you're trying to sell your book.
You know I did. They asked me what
the guy is trying to do stand-up, and you're plugging A Cougar's Guide to Getting Your Ass Back Out There.
They were asking. They said, A Cougar Guide to what?
Yeah, eventually the guy had to go, yeah, okay, got it, Karen Lee. Did you see that? Yeah, he said, shut the fuck up. We're doing stand-up here.
No,
stop pushing your book.
Thank you. No, he was encouraging it.
Oh, yeah. He was flirting, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. He was definitely flirting. There's no question.
Although, I think he's married, so don't worry.
It still was flirting.
That was flirting, right?
That was flirting.
He was asking where you were from. I didn't think that was appropriate. She's been watching the guy's set. The fuck?
Well, what can I say? I have a sexy avatar.
Thank you. Oh, Jesus Christ. Thank you for tuning in.
What does that mean? Hanging out with me? What?
Well, first of all, I wanted to say thank you for tuning into the stand-up set, but I actually started thinking, well, maybe we should cut it off here.
Why are we cutting it off?
We'll just do an outro just in case.
All right.
Just in case, because this is going long.
And that was such a great song.
Okay, I wanted to play a song for you.
Okay.
As well.
How good was that last song, though? Do you know what it is? Oh, we've already determined. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's either an album, a song, or...
Okay, wait. Just let's reflect. For a second, and how we're feeling, because whether we achieved our mission of relaxing and not thinking about work.
Okay, for one thing, a good thing to do is go like this. I'm doing yoga.
No, you're not doing yoga. You're just fucking sitting and breathing.
That's my version of yoga. Sitting and breathing. And holding my hands like this. Are they like holding like those little metal clickers that make noise? Is that what they're like always going like this?
No.
Are they?
These are called mudras. Symbols? They're different hand positions that are supposed to, channel different types of energy throughout your body.
Mudra?
Mudra!
Yeah, I'm a mudra.
Yeah.
Would you like to see what this is?
I'd like to say goodbye to our listeners so they're not here forever listening to us be fucking stoned.
That I got from ZZ Top. Oh, yeah.
But Mazel Tov.
They are. Do you ever see ZZ Top? They're very good.
I haven't seen them, but I have seen the end of our podcast coming near for a while now.
Okay. Will you play the song?
I played my song. Could we just say goodbye?
What was your song?
Jesus Christ. I forgot. The Beatles. What?
You're into acid trip music.
Do you think they were on acid when they wrote that song? Okay, can we just say goodbye to the audience?
Bye, everyone.
All right, thank you guys for tuning into Sex Talk with My Mom. I think that marijuana...
We're having fun. You're not thinking about working.
It's bonding. I'm currently working.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean I'm not thinking about working? I'm literally currently working. That's why I want to shut this shit down.
Oh, you want to relax.
Yeah, a little bit.
Want to watch a little Marc Maron? Mom, okay, I said I wasn't going to annoy
you. Mom? Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't know what it is. I have an obsession with that show now. It's like I'm obsessed.
Okay.
It's out of my mind right now.
I told you.
I'm binging on it.
Last year should start watching this.
I know. And I always credited you with saying that you liked it.
Every time I fucking talk to you, you have to tell me to watch fucking Maron. And I've had enough. I've seen the amount of episodes I want to see. I don't want to see anymore.
I love that show.
I'm glad you love it. Stop telling me to watch it.
He's a funny fuck. He is. Not even on purpose. He reminds me of you. I think that's what it is.
Oh, that's very sweet.
He's very funny, but he's also very catchy.
Okay. It went so quickly from a nice compliment to a backhanded slap in the face.
No, I think he was very similar. Listen, is he not like, did I not say I'm obsessed? So obviously it's a compliment if I say that you remind me of him. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, and we all, thank you all for listening to this episode of STWMM.
Yeah. So marijuana, what does it do to you? It makes you a little goofier.
And it's fun.
It's fun. It's fun. All right. You know what? You know the conclusion that I come from all this?
What?
What's fun is spending time with you, Moot. Aww. That's what gets my mind off work.
Spending time with you, too. Aww.
Thank you guys for tuning into Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Camp. Oh, no. We already did it. That's the intro. Thank you guys for listening.
thank you all for listening to our uplifting podcast that we just like threw at you guys. Like, you thought you were going to hear, get some fun, sexy advice, and you end up with getting completely depressed because we both determined that we're workaholics.
Well, I think there is a little bit of an inspiring component to this. You know, it's a little bit like, hey, life is short. You're never going to be satisfied. There's going to be highs and lows. You just got to fucking YOLO.
YOLO it.
Right?
You didn't ask me to say YOLO because I would have screwed that up. You only live once. Yeah. Okay. Yes. You got to YOLO this shit.
No.
YOLO the shit out of it. You know, you have to schedule in time for yourself. And there's never going to be a good time. If anyone could relate to never knowing, you know, when the time would be, it's we've experienced the death of someone who was a workaholic and never really did have fun. You know, like, I don't think he was, my late husband was never able to turn it off. He was always working. We'd be on vacation in front of Cinderella's castle, and he'd be on his, at that time, BlackBerry, talking to someone related to work.
Yeah.
And not able to, you know, watch the, you know, the light of his three children's eyes as they saw the Cinderella castle. All right, that's a little dramatic.
Or was there light in my eye as I looked upon Cinderella's castle?
Not really, no. When you saw candy, the light would light up, but not Cinderella's castle.
Candy.
Yeah, you had a glazed look in your eyes every Halloween when you run around from house to house.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite things in the world.
Yeah. See, at that point, you weren't thinking, I should be working. Anyway, we wanted to thank all of you. That's what we figured out, for listening to our podcasts in general.
Yes.
And we are asking for suggestions for future topics, since we're at the infancy stage of this podcast. We want to know, what are the ones that you like better, or which ones would you like to see added to our agenda? So if you've got topics, it could be about anything, but especially if it's relating to sex and dating and those kind of issues, call our voicemail 323-472-4237 and just leave an anonymous voicemail about what you'd like us to discuss.
It seemed like you were able to recite that without looking at it this time.
No, I did not. Are you kidding me? I have a tape to my computer. So don't even think that. I do memorize one list of numbers, and that's my credit card. And that's a problem, because that means I'm using that credit card way too often.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. We hope you enjoyed or found this insightful.
Yes. And remember, got the birds and the bees and the flowers and... All right, never mind. Subscribe.
Thank you.
Love you all. Share it with your friends.
Bye.
Bye.